Okay, let's go over here to Reed, who's calling from Bellevue. Hi, Reed.
Yes, Dr. Bright?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I would like to know what there might be as a substitute for testosterone. I was taking testosterone in a Natta cream formula, rubbing it on topically once a day, 1 milligram, 1 milliliter per day. And do you have a substitute? Because the testosterone was causing bleeding in my urine. I gave it up, and the bleeding stopped.
Well, that's a little different. Did your urologist or other physician look into why it was causing that?
Well, no. They just told me that, try something and see what you're eating or using. And the only thing I could see that was really different was the rubbing on the Natta cream testosterone formula. So I stopped it, and in 2 or 3 days, my bleeding stopped in the urine.
Well, I hear you, sir. However, I probably would be, if it were me, checking with another physician someplace to find out why the testosterone caused bleeding, because we're all aware, if we're guys, that we've had testosterone ever since we went through puberty. And how many of those guys had their testosterone cause bleeding? We just don't hear about it. It never happened to us in high school. Didn't happen to any other high school kids, or they'd be letting all their friends know. So why did the testosterone cause bleeding? That might be a clue that there's something that needs to be looked at, sir. So anyway, I know you didn't call to get that answer. So what were you using the testosterone for that you'd like to find a substitute to do the same thing, sir?
Well, see, I had the old standard prostate for operation about 2.5 years ago, and that's what's I regretted, because after that I've been incontinent and been fighting incontinence, trying to use the Kegel procedure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but that was what has been a real problem. And then with the bleeding too, that was just aggravating it to something else. So when my doctor told me, he said, well, eliminate the excessive oils that you're taking, as well as the formula for the testosterone cream, and I did so, and that seems to stop the bleeding.
Okay, well, what effect were you trying to get with the testosterone, sir?
Well, I was just trying to get my energy back and my, libido back, and not feeling depressed. When I am feeling depressed again and lack energy, and my skin is drying.
Okay. Well, those things, there hardly is any substitute for testosterone, particularly the libido. If it's in the libido department, there is a botanical from over in India that was such a well-known libido causer that it actually was put into its Latin name. And the Latin name is Macuna, Macuna pruriens, and pruriens means prurient interest, and we all know that means libido.
Yeah.
So you might look around the health food stores for Macuna. They don't put the last name on it except in the fine print, Macuna. And it's sold by a company called Ayush locally. Ayush, by the way, is the one that I don't have any connection with the company on this product at all, but I recommend it because they are a big old Indian family. Some of them live in here in the States, some of them living over in India, and they control the whole process. It's totally organic, it's processed well, it's packaged and sold well, and the whole works. And no, they don't pay me any money for that. But it's Macuna, it's in the natural food stores, it's a 500 milligram, and it usually takes a couple of those a day for a while to start building that libido. But if it was your prostate that might have been bleeding because of the surgery, Macuna, I would not think it would mess with that. Although if it did, you just have to stop it. But I can't think of how it would work that way, sir.
Okay. Well, I'll sure try that. And then if not, I may try to schedule an appointment to see one of your doctors.
I'd look into it a little bit. And you might want to bring in, if you can, or bring your operative records so they can see just what was happening with that surgery that they might want to take into consideration, sir.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Dr. Wright. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.